Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today. We're just going to talk a little bit about the 2016 season. Now that you've had a couple of days to process it, this season had a lot of promise. How did it feel for it to end the way that it did?
It's difficult. You know, anytime you don't, you know, achieve your ultimate goal of winning the whole thing, it's tough. It's disappointing. I'm proud of the effort the guys gave and you know, to come from 1-3 as a start to where we ended up, you know, there's a lot of grit shown along the way, and guys, you know, played really well.
How did the way that it finished affect how you view what you were able to accomplish this year with all the comebacks and making the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the immediacy after the game, you know, right after that, it's tough. You know, you sit there and all you can think about is that last game, and, man, you had a chance. You were close to, you know, giving yourself a chance to win it all, and it didn't happen. But, you know, over the last couple of days, you kind of look back and think about some of the games that we won. We were able to come from behind in so many and do a great job sticking together. You got to be proud of it. You know, obviously the final result is not what you're looking for, but at the same time, a lot of good along the way.
Coach Caldwell said after the season ended that he felt like this team exceeded what a lot of people's expectations of them were. Is that a view you share?
I think so. You know, I think if you probably look at some of the preseason predictions and ask people around town, you know, what they thought this team was going to be, losing Calvin Johnson and some of those guys in the last couple of years, you know, 9-7, the chance to win, you know, the division at home. I think they would have taken it and probably been shocked. But, you know, for us, we understand the work that we put into it. We understood what kind of team we were going to have. Wasn't easy. You know, no games were easy this year. We made it difficult on ourselves, but it was nice to have a solid year.
So if you had to sum up this season, how would you define the 2016 Detroit Lions?
Oh, man, it's tough. You know, I think just a tough team, man, mentally tough, physically. We guys battled through all sorts of injuries, you know, and mentally, like I said, I mean, there were no cakewalk games. You know, there weren't any games where we jumped out and had a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter and we were, you know, fine. It was down to the wire every week. I know for me personally, just an emotionally exhausting year, you know, just every week, you know, we're going to be able to pull this one out and we end up doing it. So it was a lot of hard work, a lot of tough times, but a lot of fun.
Go back with me, if you will. Take me back to that Bears game. You injure your finger. Mm-hmm. You know you have a hard slate of games coming up to end the season. What was that like for you, knowing that you then had to deal with the injury on top of all that?
You know, just frustrating more than anything. You know, we had I'd been pretty healthy throughout the year. And it was one of those things that it was just kind of a freak accident, you know, was, you know, more, it wasn't awfully painful or anything. It was just an annoyance, you know, it was just always there and just tough to deal with.
A lot of people have asked you this so far this season. Did you feel like it really affected any of the outcomes of those last four games?
I don't think so. You know, I think really as the weeks went on, I got better and better at dealing with it and understanding how to get the ball to the guys. You know, obviously I wasn't 100%, but I felt like I was throwing the ball well enough for us to win games. And you know, I think some of those turnovers were more decision-based than anything.
Now, when you look back, what would you say were some of the defining moments of this 2016 team?
Oh, man, it was there's a bunch of them. You know, I think that three-game homestand that we had after going 1-3 to win all three of those in a row was big. I think of the game at Minnesota was huge. To be able to win that game, I mean, our probability was probably nothing, you know, 0.1 or something to win that one and get, you know, came away with a win. There's a bunch of them along the way, but, you know, that game in New Orleans was a great, you know, great on-the-road win. So we had a lot of good ones, you know, a lot of tough ones.
All right, a lot of people talked coming into this season about you having your first full season under Jim Bob Cooter's offense. Now that you've had a year, no, it's only been a couple of days, but how would you assess how that year went?
I think it was good. You know, I think, you know, Jim Bob did a great job this year kind of adapting. You know, we had some injuries at some key spots, really had to slow the offense down there for a while. We really wanted to be, you know, no huddle on the ball the majority of the time, but had to slow it down just because we had some new guys in and he did a great job of adapting, you know, and getting these guys, you know, in position to try and make plays. We just, you know, we just didn't score enough.
This team confirmed that Coach Caldwell will be back for 2017. What was your reaction hearing that news?
I was fired up. You know, I like playing for Coach Caldwell. You know, I think our success over the last 3 years is indicative of how he coaches. You know, he's just an extremely consistent person. I know people in the media see that, fans see that, but we appreciate it. In a business that is so up and down, to have somebody at the helm that's as consistent of a personality and as a approach as he has is you know, very valuable.
What do you feel like this team needs to improve on for Coach Caldwell's next season, 2017?
You know, I think you can always get better personnel-wise, which we'll have the opportunity to do, free agency. You know, we had a great rookie class this year, guys that came in and played really well for us and played some big roles. So, you know, hopefully we can have another rookie class like that and just continue to build depth and continue to gather really good players. In this league, you know, when you have great players, you have a better chance to win the game, and the more we can get, the better.
All right, you've got a pretty big offseason coming up for a lot of reasons, yep. Not just one. But first we'll talk about the status of you returning to Detroit. Is that something that you've thought about yet? What are your thoughts on whether you want to sign an extension here?
You know, I'm under contract next year, so that's all I know at this point, honestly. Haven't heard from anybody. It's up to them. It's, the ball's not in my court. All I know is I'm under contract next year, so I'm going to be showing up mid-April, going to work, ready to go. Other than that, we'll see what happens.
Do you want to stay around in Detroit after this
season? I would
love
to, yeah. I've played here, obviously, my whole career. Saw this team when, a couple months after 0-16, and now I've made the playoffs two out of the last 3 years and are heading in the right direction. So, I feel like it's been a lot of fun and a lot of hard work to get it to where it is now, and hopefully I'll be able to stick around and do it some more.
And then you've got some personal developments as well, in addition to professional
yes.
developments. Twins on the way, coming in the next few months. How will life change when that happens?
It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be crazy. I don't think you're ever really ready for that until it happens. But I'm excited. Kelly's excited. People around town have been extremely nice to us and telling us good luck and giving us all the advice we can take. It's going to be a game changer, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Are you ready to have two more girls in the family?
I don't know if anybody's ready for that. I'm going to be outnumbered pretty quick there, but
yeah.
It'll be fun.
Now, do you have the nursery and everything ready yet?
Not really. I think Kelly's
well, it's time to kick that into gear.
I know. Kelly's been great all season. I've kind of been locked in on football, and she's understood that. So I'm sure she's been doing some work behind the scenes, and we'll see when next couple weeks. I'm sure it'll really start going.
Time to figure out dad mode.
I know. I got books to read. I got all sorts of stuff to do. So.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.